Tesla's drive-in diner electrifies Hollywood, it's sort of future and retro at the same time. West Hollywood, crowds basked in the vintage vibes mixed with futuristic flair as Tesla opened its first diner charging location combo in Hollywood on July 21. Tesla CEO Elon Musk managed to bring a bit of spark back to Tinseltown as the mix of good food, fun, and super-fast charging drew thousands of initial customers, with many saying they liked what they saw. "I love it," said Thor Leyway, 52, of Los Angeles. "It's sort of future and retro at the same time." Leyway ordered burgers, fries, yogurt, and apple pie a la mode for himself and his son, Brandon Leyway, 14, from his Tesla as they drove to the diner July 22. "We just pulled in, plugged in, and the food was already ordered," Thor Leyway told the Epic Times. "When I came in, they called my name out and it was ready. The burger was old school and really good," he added. Brandon's favorite was the dessert. "I liked the food a lot," he said. "The burger was the best, and I really liked the apple pie. You need to try it, for sure." Tesla announced the surprise opening at 4:20 p.m. "There should be more things like this," Musk posted on X later as the lot filled with diners seeking to get their first taste of the new experience that night. Lines snaked around the building again on the diner's second day as people waited to order off the simple yet flavorful and locally sourced smashed burgers, tacos, pies, tallow-fried fries, ice cream floats, maple-glazed bacon, and other selections. Located at the corner of Santa Monica Boulevard and Orange Drive, the all-night Tesla Diner is open 7 days a week. Besides flavorful grub, it offers electric vehicle owners a bank of solar-powered fast charging stations along with a unique experience. The round, two-story silver and gray eatery resembles a next-generation Jetson Skyport with its UFO-shaped layers. The diner offers inside dining and places to eat outside on the top deck, giving patrons a chance to watch movies and other entertainment on 266-foot-tall outdoor LED movie screens. An Optimus robot was also put to work serving popcorn and even a few fist bumps before staff imposed a no-contact rule. The location offers 80 V4 supercharger stalls that are open to all compatible electric vehicles, making it the largest urban supercharger in the world, the company stated in an X post on the day it opened. Solar canopies also offer shade to a charging lot on the west side of the location, helping to reduce the site's carbon emissions and making charging more sustainable, according to Tesla. The diner can seat more than 250 people. Although the line to order was long, it moved at a good pace. Tesla hired longtime Los Angeles chef Eric Greenspan to create the menu inspired by American diner classics, offering small bites and full meals. The selections included burgers, chili, chicken and waffles, sandwiches, all-day breakfast, sides, desserts, shakes, kombucha, coffee and espressos beverages, and charged sodas, which are reimagined classic fountain drinks with a kick of green coffee extract and ginseng. The diner uses responsibly sourced, sustainable local products for the menu items, listing the local farms and artisanal suppliers on the menu. The items include fries cooked in beef tallow that can come smothered in chili, cheese, or both. Breakfast dishes are made with organic eggs from pasture-raised chickens fed all vegetable grains. The kombucha uses all raw and real organic ingredients and is made in Oceanside, California. The beef for the smashed burgers is sourced from Holstein cows in Calipatria, California, and cheese used in the dishes comes from aged cheddar, real cream, and real butter without preservatives or fillers. Adding to the charm, food is packaged in Cybertruck boxes and drinks are served with wooden straws. Customers also won't be pressured to tip servers. The company will pay 20% of total sales as a gratuity to its staff of 140, according to Eater. Louis and Vanessa Rodriguez, visitors from Texas, liked the experience. "I thought it was cool," Louis Rodriguez told the Epic Times. "The look of the place was cool. I think the food was okay." His wife said the food was definitely mid, or mediocre, but the experience was worth it. The tacos, I didn't think they were that great, Vanessa Rodriguez said. But the experience was definitely worth trying. Musk said the Hollywood diner could be the first of many across the country. If our retrofuturistic diner turns out well, which I think it will, we'll establish these in major cities around the world, as well as at supercharger sites on long-distance routes, Musk posted on X on the diner's opening day. An island of good food, good vibes entertainment, all while supercharging.